This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Just as the internet is becoming part of daily life in Italy, concern is rising that the government is trying to control it. The Italian government is drafting a decree that would give the state control over online video content. Critics say it's an attempt by the prime minister to protect his TV empire from competition. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Italians were among the first to embrace mobile phones enthusiastically. Not so with the internet. Just finding a Wi-Fi hotspot is very difficult. One of the few hotspots is this cafe in Rome, filled with foreign expatriates with open laptops. Christian Lindgren says his native Denmark has 100% Wi-Fi coverage. Italy, maybe just 1%.
I love Italy, but I gotta say that the IT, that's not... They're a cup of tea.
Nearby sits Vika Vanjo of Finland, who has two children.
In the school, it's impossible to pass any information to other parents through internet because basically none of them have an internet connection at home or not even an email address. So it's not part of their culture yet.
Nevertheless, Italy's right-wing government is going far beyond its European partners with a decree that would require websites with video content to request authorization and would mandate the vetting of copyrighted videos before they're uploaded. The measures are unprecedented in the West. The man who drafted the decree is Telecommunications Deputy Minister Paolo Romani.
Sì, YouTube.
If YouTube uploads film clips covered by copyright or produced by a broadcaster and uses them for a commercial purpose, this means YouTube has to be treated exactly in the same manner as a broadcaster.
The regulations are also seen as a challenge to Google's YouTube and other online video sharing websites. Google's European Public Policy Counsel Marco Pancini told the Daily La Stampa last month it amounts to destroying the entire internet system. Since then, Pancini has met with Romani to press for changes.
We want to be sure that in the final text, these rules are not applicable to broadcasters using YouTube only to show archive videos or a short extract from a TV show. Because in this case, this would make almost impossible to provide YouTube services in Italy.
The decree mandates vetting of video content that's pornographic or harmful to national security. Violators face fines of up to more than $200,000. It would create an administrative authority which will decide what can go online and what can't. Alessandro Giglioli, a journalist and blogger for the magazine L'Espresso, says with the decree, censorship will be exercised through red tape.
The way Italian government strangled the web is through bureaucracy, not like in China. Through bureaucracy, permissions, bureaucratic obstructions.
Critics of the decree see it as another example of Silvio Berlusconi's conflict of interest. He directly or indirectly controls nearly the entire Italian television system, and his TV company Mediaset is planning to enter internet TV. Mediaset is already suing Google for nearly $800 million in damages for uploaded clips of its version of the Big Brother reality show. In addition, the internet has become a prime means of communication for Italians disaffected with Berlusconi. Last December, hundreds of thousands of protesters rallied against him in Rome. The demonstration was organized exclusively through the web. The next web-organized rally will take place this weekend outside the U.S. Embassy. The slogan will be, President Obama, please help the internet in Italy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.